Hey friend, thank you for joining me for today's scripture meditation. I'm Natalie, an identity revival coach and your guide for today's reading. In your ears today, we have Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. In Matthew 18, verse 20, it says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." And though I may not be there in person, I'm here in your ears. So let's invite God's Spirit to join us in this space. We're going to do some deep, relaxing breaths. And while you're breathing, invite the Holy Spirit to join you in this space. We're going to use a 5-5-7 rhythm for these breaths. We're going to inhale for 5, hold for 5, and exhale for 7. Go ahead and inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hold. 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and maintain this rhythm if it feels good to you. But if not, that's okay too. You can breathe at whatever rhythm feels good for you. Isaiah 40, 25 to 31. "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him?" says the Holy One. "Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, 'My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God'? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This was read from the ESV. What questions come up for you as you reflect on this passage? Any and all questions are welcome. All prayers, praise, questions, doubts, and wonderings are accepted by God. The Lord is everlasting, unchanging, consistent, patient. His understanding is beyond our comprehension. Think about the vastness of God. There is no corner of the universe that goes untouched. Those who wait for the Lord have renewed strength, joy, presence. Take a moment to allow yourself to experience God's strength. Feel it renewing your body and spirit. God, we are grateful for your unchanging nature. We are grateful for your everlasting presence and love. Even though we turn against you frequently, you never turn against us. No matter what comes our way, we know that we can experience joy in you. Amen.